Welcome to Bring On the Mess, a show where we have real conversations about how to embrace life's messiness and how we find ways to show up and uncover our true selves. I'm Beth Ann Dorman, the CEO at For All Seasons.
And I'm Lisa Lee, the Chief Clinical Officer here at For All Seasons.
And man, what a week it has been.
It is. It has been pretty busy.
Do y'all ever have one of those weeks where you think you have a really good plan and things just continue to fall off the rails? Like the messiness of life just continues to show up?
It does. And we were talking about topics, and so we've got all these like little agendas and things that we want to talk about. And on your desk has something about soothing the soul.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that sounds lovely.
How do we soothe the soul?
With life's messiness. And what's interesting, though, because you had brought up this really cool book that you have read, and it had me pretty intrigued.
Yeah, so for those of you who are avid readers, I don't know if you have ever heard of Admiral William McRaven, but he wrote a book called Make Your Bed, and I loved that book, and he's done lots of, if you go on YouTube, you can Google his college speeches, and he's done lots of talks and worked at the Pentagon and was in the Navy and did just amazing stuff. But the premise of Make Your Bed is, you know, you'll start your day off right if you can just make your bed and you've accomplished one thing and keep going. And so I was actually shopping in a store last week and I came across a book that he has written called The Hero Code. And I was telling Lisa that I started reading it as I was working out because I was trying to lose myself in my workout, but I'm trying to read more. It's one of my things for 2023.
Multitasking.
So it was funny because I usually run on the treadmill, but I had to walk, and I had to really make sure I was at a pace where I wasn't going to fall on my butt and trip off the treadmill.
that would not be great.
The piece that really resonates with me about this book is that at the end of every chapter, the chapters are titled, and so there's different topics that he goes through, like courage and humility and integrity and compassion and duty and hope and humor and forgiveness and sacrifice. And it just resonates with all that we talk about. And the reality that sometimes when we've got these really grand ideas of what a hero looks like, we all have hero moments. And sometimes we forget how important those hero moments can be. And I was sharing with Lisa that at the end of each chapter, he'll sort of say, here's the hero code from the chapter. And so in the chapter about sacrifice, it says, I will learn to sacrifice by giving a little of my time, my talent, and my treasure to those in need every day without fail. The Admiral says in his book is that you think about parades, you think about awards, you think about being the spotlight. And so many of us have gone through life receiving some sort of an accolade, you know, whether it's an award. I personally have never had a parade been thrown for me.
Me neither.
But I'll work towards that. But the whole premise of the book is really that a lot of us have hero moments that mean more than a parade. And sure, parades are fun when people win the Super Bowl and there's a parade you can go to. And I know growing up, we had our homecoming parade, and so that was always fun. But I think about all that we've talked about in Bring On the Mess and helping people sort of scale up, working on the internal us so that the external can be different. And so our internal can be different too. But I think about these hero moments of, you know, it's the single mom who is working two jobs and making all the ends meet. It's one of you out there is listening and thinking, yeah, that's me when I say it's the child who now is taking care of ailing parents. It's the teachers. It's the folks in the community who, when they see a need, they're quietly filling it.
Well, you said something really important. It's the quietly filling it, because certainly I think about parades and I think about how it brings community together and there's a shared celebration and it's great. It is those quiet moments, though, that people maybe don't get recognized or maybe get recognized later in life. I didn't know how awesome, and I was lucky, my parents were till later in life. And so it wasn't until I think it was probably in my 20s that I did some thank yous and really some appreciation about who they are. And there were so many hero moments in there that I didn't see, but they just kept doing it.
Right. Not because there was something at the other end of it, but because it was the right thing to do.
Right, right.
And you and I have had a lot of conversations lately about I'm sort of leaning into do what's right, not what's convenient. And how many times can we make a decision to do what's convenient, but what might not be right? And so making the right decision or leaning into a hero moment where it might not be comfortable or it might be risky, but it's the right thing to do, can be really important. And when you think about your parents, when I think about my parents, and I think about us as moms now, sometimes it's really hard to do the right thing and not live into convenient, but we do it because it's what we do.
Right. And it would be important to say that there has to be some type of values check too, because then we know what we're leaning into. So for me, integrity is really important. And through some hard circumstances, I have wanted to maintain my integrity, even though, and we said this in a meeting yesterday, right? Even though things in my brain want to say and do something different, right, it's really important for me to maintain that value. And again, I'm not doing it because I want people to say like, oh my gosh, you're so great. It's because I know internally that's important for me.
And so part of that, as you're saying that, I think about like the motivation of why we do what we do, mm-hmm, and what motivates us internally. And so I'm sure we all have people in our lives who we know do things because they want to be recognized. But what a gift we give to people when we do the small things that nobody knows about. It's like that whole premise of what you do when no one's looking matters more than what you do when someone is looking.
Right.
And thinking in that lens of maintaining your integrity at all times, maintaining compassion, maintaining humility. It's a whole different ballgame if we can look at our sort of hero within that doesn't always have to be recognized or have a pat on the back.
And I think it's important to feed that to our kids. Mm-hmm. Developmentally, they're not going to be necessarily at that stage where they're going to get it right all the time. So sometimes they don't do it because they don't want a consequence.
Right.
But it's interesting through the years, whether it's kids that I've been working with through therapy or my friends' kids or my own kids, it's really fun to watch that transition when they start making decisions because they know it's the right thing to do, mm-hmm, and how to keep teaching them. Because, wow, what an amazing world if we can have these small little heroes, mm-hmm, making those decisions and acting in a way that is not just because I'm going to get into trouble or I'm going to get something out of it.
Right, right. Yeah, and it's important as we think this through, not only for our little kids in our lives or the big adults in our lives, that it doesn't take away from the hero moments where there's a cape and you can picture the big stuff.
Sure.
But it means that the hero has to have those big moments and the small moments and everything in between. And we don't always get it right. And sometimes it feels really good to be recognized. And so knowing that that's an okay place for the hero to also sit.
That's an important thing because it does feel good. And sometimes we get that intrinsically, like so on our own. And sometimes we get that from others. And it could be just a simple smile. It doesn't have to be an award necessarily, but maybe we've done something good and we know that it's impacted somebody's life, mm-hmm, in a really positive way. So thank you for saying that and normalizing that. Of course, like it feels good when somebody is recognizing that we're doing something well. And when it goes unnoticed, just knowing yourself, I think, is really important, mm-hmm, to say, wow, I've done this really good thing and it feels good to me and I want to keep doing that because that's important. That's who I want to be in the world.
Right. And I think about, we've just gone through the inauguration of a new governor. And so there's been lots of sort of talk about who's coming in. There's so much happening in Annapolis, in the state where we are in Maryland. And there's so many new people coming into Senate and Congress and legislators shifting here and there. And I was in a conversation this morning and somebody said there were some really inspiring moments in the inauguration yesterday. And so part of it is that we also have to be able to live in such a way that young people and all people can be inspired, because sometimes the inspiring piece is when we see people who have reached a point of success or somebody's done something really well and they're being recognized for it. That also then helps to sort of say like, hey, I want to go in that direction, or I want to strive to be in a different space than I am.
And you never know who's looking. Mm-hmm. And I think about growing up and the people that I admired who probably didn't even know. Like, I thought amazing things about them, but I kind of want to be like that or have that trait. Mm-hmm. And so you're right, is knowing that maybe there's people that you don't even know that you've inspired by just doing some small acts.
And maybe it's also that a part of today is about all of us leaning into that a little bit and thinking about the people we inspired, mm-hmm. but also about the people that inspired us. And maybe it's one of the acts of kindness, because that's one of the things in this book. And we're not promoting that you go out and buy the book tomorrow, but it's really good. And it's a quick read. But it talks about how we show up. And so yeah, I can imagine sitting here right now, like thinking through who were those people that maybe didn't know. And maybe today I will shoot an email off, because I can tell you, for me, it's the band director at our high school. I was not in band. I was in choir. You couldn't be both when I first got into high school. But he was instrumental in so many ways in my integrity as a person. And really, we were talking just yesterday about how everything in the teenage years feels so big when it doesn't
it
go
does.
Well. And I can remember, his name is Mark Borden, and I can remember Mr. Borden. I didn't get the lead in the musical. I was a senior and I was devastated and I was going to quit the show. And it was because of his conversation where he said to me, if you quit the show, that's a really easy out. Oh, if you stay wow. in, we see something. I was given a lead that wasn't a singing lead, and I love to sing. And he said, we see something in you, and you can be the very best in this role if you decide to put what you really wanted over here and be with us where we think you're going to be the best. And he was right. And it was a huge lesson that mm-hmm. I go back to all the time, that when things don't go our way, sometimes it's really easy just to be like, fine, forget it. But
that's one of my favorite strategies, right. by the way. Just forget it. It's too much.
But no. sometimes taking the hard path and thinking back about that was a big hero moment and something that has shaped my entire life at the young age of 17. And now here I sit a few years later. So maybe that's a piece of today, too, because sometimes we know what we're giving you. And sometimes we discover as we're doing these podcasts, oh, that would be a cool little moment for me to live into.
Yeah. So I'm curious. Did you know at 17 you were given that moment, or was it years later that you had an opportunity to reflect?
Oh, yeah, no, it was totally years later.
Years later, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It was actually when I got my first job, mm-hmm. when there was a student who, for those of you that don't know my background, I worked in higher education for 15 years before coming to Four All Seasons, and it was when I was giving that same motivational, don't take the easy road to a student I was working with, mm-hmm. that I realized that's a huge part of my core. And I thought back to, oh my gosh, this is the thing that Mr. Borden did with me all those years back in the band room.
Right. Yeah, so there's a couple nuggets in that. One is an opportunity, if you're reflecting on life, to be able to go back and say, maybe to that person who inspired you, sort of reaching out with that gratitude and saying, hey, thank you for that. And then paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. it's interesting because when I was in high school, I played athletics. And so I remember I was good, but there were some things that I wasn't great at. So for volleyball, I was really good at defense, but not the strongest offensive player. And the coach had a choice to make, either take me out and put a stronger offensive player in, or keep me in so I keep rotating through. So the long and short of it is she decides to keep me in, and I had two coaches, different sports, write a letter to me afterwards. I still have those letters.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because when my kids started playing athletics, that came back so naturally. I don't think the kids that I wrote the letters to are like, right. oh, this is super great.
Yeah.
But I remember how important that was to me later in life, that mm-hmm. somebody sort of believed in me,
right.
and that was it for me. That mm-hmm. somebody believed in me, and they pointed that out, and they said, you just stepped up. You did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really neat.
And that, to me, these are sort of, as we think about when life gets messy, I'm just even reflecting right now, when we sat down at the start of the podcast, mm-hmm. it was sort of like the, whew, this has been a big week, and there's lots happening, and you guys, you'll have the insight now into what happens before we record these with you, that sometimes we sit and we have a really good plan, and sometimes life does get messy, and so we have to work really hard to sort of focus in, because it sometimes would be easier to say, oh, we'll do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we pull these nuggets out and think about some of these things, the hope is that as you share your story about, hey, somebody wrote a letter and said, you know, Way for Sticking In, or I talk about Mr. Borden and what it did for me and really sticking in on hard moments. The hope is that through this talking about the hero code and all these moments, that maybe we all have an opportunity to sit back and think about our own hero moments or the moments where we can be the hero.
Right. Well, and I think, again, reflecting like what you said, is we came in and life was messy and it's been a crazy week. And the first thing I say is something about soothing our soul. Well, it's interesting. That's an opportunity to reflect on the people who believed in you and your moments and or your moments that could soothe your soul. Mm-hmm. That if you could let that in, that could really bring some joy or some, I'll use the word centering or grounding, sort of getting you back into your body or who you're meant to be. So there's these opportunities when life gets messy to kind of bring it in and focus on, again, whether it's something that somebody gave you or something you're giving someone else, it's an opportunity.
I think back to when COVID first started and everything went to drive-through and delivery and nothing was open. And there was this really big movement of like pay it forward in the drive-through. And so you would pay for your person's coffee behind you. And it was just something nice that people started to do. Or once we got back into the office, we have a colleague who just popped his head in today and he said, "Hi, friend, I'm just checking in on you." And it was just, I didn't have a lot of time and a lot of my day is back to back today. And so he knew it was just a moment of, just wanted to let you know, just checking in. And so it's those things that we sometimes do naturally, but then sometimes we get too busy and we forget the moments where we talk with you all a lot about the pause and just how important it is to put the pause in the day and being able to sort of fill our hearts in a way that it soothes our soul, and it also may be soothing for someone else and something that they're receiving from us.
So I feel like there's two nuggets in that. My favorite word, of course, the pause, and gratitude, because there really is a practice of gratitude. And I guess that's what I was reflecting, is I have so much gratitude towards those folks who did something that inspired me, but I didn't know it at the time, and has resonated and sat with me all the years. And so there's gratitude for those folks. And so pausing and having gratitude are super helpful skills, especially when life gets messy.
Yeah, because it's easy when life is messy to lean into and to find yourself stuck in the negative. For some reason, and maybe there's a scientific person out there who will give us all the down low on it, but for some reason it's so much easier to sit in negativity. And sometimes we have to work to pull ourselves to a place of gratitude. And even as I reflect on trying to do things a little bit different and moving in a different direction, one little nugget at a time, not that we have to make these grand changes like we've talked about with you guys with the New Year's resolutions and starting small, but maybe it's just even sitting with the word gratitude for a little while and figuring out if that's how we're leading or if that's how we're chasing our life.
Oh, that's interesting. How we're leading or how we're chasing? Because we're chasing gratitude? Come, tell me more about that. Like, what are you thinking?
Are we spending more time having to go back and try to put it in, or is it something that we're leaning into a lens of, I'm going to lead with gratitude and be thankful before I complain?
I like that. Yeah.
I remember growing up and there would be a point at which if I was complaining about something, my mother would say, "I'm sick and tired of listening to you complaining. Are you sick and tired of you complaining?" And so there are moments where when I'm in that bad space, I think, oh my gosh, if I'm sick of listening to myself talk this through, everyone else must be sick of it too.
Right.
And so it's the moments where I have to say, okay, stop thinking in the negative. What's one positive? And having to then really, and it's practicing, like we talk about all these skills are a practice, but I have to at times practice leading with the gratitude of, here's all the things I'm thankful for, and here's all the ways that gratitude shows up versus what's wrong with everything. Oh, but then this is fine.
Yes. Wow, your mom gave you some good advice.
Mom.
Good stuff there.
Yeah.
Another one that I use, and I, to be transparent, got this one from you, and it's more of a work-related, but when my kids are coming and, oh my gosh, it's so bad, I will integrate the gratitude because I do appreciate that. I have found myself saying, so you're coming to me with problems. How about some solutions to that problem? And so I'll throw that out there, and I will also integrate the gratitude piece of it in the sense of, like, aren't you tired of hearing yourself? Yeah. But there is something about, we do get caught in that negative spiral, don't we?
We do. And that's where, as we think about life and its messiness, and the cool thing about us being with you all is that we can be real and you get to know us a little bit. And so while we can sit here and give you all these pieces, we can also tell you that our lives are messy too. And so helping all of us as a community lead into that internal hero and helping somebody else be able to find their hero moment. When we're helping our children look at things from a solution focused versus problem focused, right. What a different skill they learn. It's not all about, mom, it's broken. Okay, well, help me understand how we think we might be able to fix it. And right. They start to then be able to pass that on to their friends. And we as adults can remind one another that sometimes it's about seeking solution versus just sitting in problems.
Well, it's important. Problem solving is a really important skill to have. And boy, oh boy, the younger we can develop that, the better. Right. It's a little bit harder when we're adults. And I would say that for me, as I kind of think of our, you know, time coming to an end, I think about, it's interesting, what hero moment soothes your soul? What hero moment soothes your soul? Or what is it that soothes your soul? And so my invitation to everybody is to really sit back and reflect and think, what moment, you can call it a hero moment, so it could be those small things, you can think of something grander, but what moment soothes your soul? What kind of brings you peace and an internal reward?
Yeah, yeah. And as I'm sitting, I'm thinking too that it's about soothing your soul in a way that you can feel you've contributed, like there's connection. And so maybe it's that what's going to soothe someone's soul today is reaching out and saying thank you to someone. Or maybe it's that you're just kind because it's the right thing to do. And so what a great invitation for folks as we wrap up with you today. And we all have a bit of hero in us, and really being able to know how we show up and the ways that kindness is free. I've talked before about my favorite t-shirt that says humankind, be both. And so I'll leave you with that from me today, that it is a humankind, be both kind of moment. And those hero moments have kindness and gratitude and invitations for us to figure out what soothes our soul. We will be with you in another couple weeks, and we hope that you have a great week.